After months of will they or won't they, lawmakers in Virginia have finally passed the Commonwealth's two-year budget. Now all eyes are on Governor Glenn Youngkin as he considers what the General Assembly has sent to him. Joining us now is WAMU's Kojo Namdi to talk about what's in the budget and to give us a prediction as to whether Youngkin will sign it or send it back. Good morning, Kojo.
Good morning, Esther.
All right, so tell us about some of the items that are in the new Virginia budget deal.
Item one, there is a budget deal. They've been negotiating this thing for more than 2 months, since March 15th, when the General Assembly wrapped its legislative session. Okay, so as to what's in it, for taxpayers, a significant increase in the standard income tax deduction, almost doubling the amounts for both individual and joint filers. The 1.5% state tax on groceries, gone. But localities may continue to charge a 1% grocery tax. Governor Glenn Youngkin wanted to eliminate all grocery taxes. The state gasoline tax stays also. There's a 5% pay raise for teachers and state employees and $19.2 billion for public education, the most the state has ever budgeted, even accounting for inflation. This budget deal was passed by overwhelming majorities in both the Republican-controlled House and the Democrat-controlled Senate. So most are hoping the governor doesn't tinker with it at all. Good luck with that. Oh, by the way, nothing in the deal about a certain football team relocating to Virginia. Not so far, anyway.
All right. Shifting now to D.C. this week, the National Park Service cleared two homeless encampments from federal land. Kojo, where exactly were these encampments? And tell us, what has happened to the people who were living there?
The encampments were at Columbus Circle across from Union Station and at 11th Street and New York Avenue Northwest. As you said, these are federal properties run by the National Park Service, which gave 2 months' notice back in March that the encampments would be removed. There's broad community support for removing these encampments, according to a Washington Post poll, but activists say 2 months was not enough time to make sure that all the needs of people in the encampments are met for shelter and for services. The city says its partnership with the National Park Service has improved, but concedes that just a little under half of the residents in these two encampments have been cleared for permanent supportive housing. As for what has happened to the others, we're not sure. Martin Ostermeier reported in DCS that a few at the 11th Street location essentially said they weren't going anywhere, that they would sleep on nearby benches. That's not a situation that anyone wants.
Finally, in Maryland, the Prince George's County Council this week delayed a vote to establish the county's police accountability board. Now, Prince George's County is not an outlier here. The Maryland Police Accountability Act of 2021 mandates that all counties create these boards, which are tasked with improving policing. And the holdup in Prince George's County, however, has upset many residents. Kojo, tell us why.
There are people who have been advocating for police accountability in Prince George's County for decades. Mothers who say their children have encountered brutal violence at the hands of Prince George's County police that altered the course of their lives, but that when it came to actually appoint a board, their voices were not heard. What County Executive Angela Alsobrooks did was send out a tweet asking interested persons to submit resumes. Then she sent some names on to the County Council for approval. According to the law, the board has to be in place by July 1st. But the County Council, after hearing from advocates that there was no community input, said, whoa. So, come Monday, the council will take a second look and decide what needs to be done. Since they're looking at a July 1 deadline, it'll be interesting to see what they come up with, because starting the whole process all over again right now could take a while.
All right, that is WAMU's Kojo Namdi. He joins us most Fridays for a look back at some of the week's top stories. Kojo, as always, great talking with you.
Esther, you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.